Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And I don't think we've had this on the Food and Drink Show before. Stephanie, you and me have a live studio guest.
Oh, how exciting.
Welcome, Ian Townsend, local author from Upper Dunsforth. And you're here to tell us all about your new book, which is launching next week, Ian.
It is. It's launching on Tuesday, June the 7th. We're launching it at the Cedar Court Hotel.
We like it there. We like it there on the Stray in Harrogate. So, first of all, tell us the title of the book.
The book's called Precarious Fortunes. It's based on a real event that happened in Harrogate in 1837.
Many moons
ago. Or 1838, actually.
Don't think anybody listening to this will remember, but you never know.
A lady called Angela Coutts. Who some of you may have heard of the Coutts name of the bank.
Indeed.
She actually inherited the bank in 1837. She was the richest woman in England. She was bombarded with wedding proposals, which might not be a surprise.
No, of course not. I could see why.
So she decided to run away from London, basically. And avoid
I can see why.
Avoid the proposal and came to Harrogate.
And I could see why again. Why would you not
it's
want to come to,
place
to Harrogate? Okay, so that's a bit of a background to the book then. So I'm presuming if she came to Harrogate, a lot about around here within the book. If you've got an interest in this area, then you'll be interested in the book.
Absolutely. I mean, Harrogate in 1838 was probably the most famous spa town in Europe. The aristocracy came here in August, the wealthy mill owners and the rich came here just before that, and I figured that with all these people coming here, there was bound to be a lot of interesting happenings. Yeah. And I decided to take the real event that of Angela Coutts coming here and project a story from that, make it a bit of adventure, get as many things in as I could about the hotels that were here and are still here, and as you know, the spa water's still here. Queen Hotel is now the Cedar Court Hotel.
Yeah,
we have the Crown Hotel. And it was a real happening place. It was probably like the Monte Carlo of the 1830s.
The Monte Carlo of the 1830s sounds fantastic.
Not quite the weather.
No, indeed. So based on a true story, and it sounds fantastic. Who should read this book, Lenny?
Well, basically anybody who likes period dramas, anyone who likes history.
Downton Abbey type of...
Downton Abbey is probably... Yeah, it's very similar. Similar to the Downton Abbey type of read. Although it has got more of a twist and a sort of adventure running through it.
Oh, we like that. So launches next week. And Steph, there's a theme with your dish.
We
like things to tie in.
Oh, we do. We like to keep it neat and tidy.
And tell us how tonight's recipe ties in with the book, you two.
Well, when I spoke to Ian about the book, I said to him, "What food from the Victorian era is in the book?" And he said, "Well, Steph, we've got devilled kidneys." I don't know about you, Will. I am not looking forward to this.
Bit different to last week's cheesecake.
We like to keep you on your toes. Now, I actually thought I was not looking forward to eating this, but I really like them.
Do you know, I've been nervous about this all day long.
All it is we've got our kidneys here. We've got there's English mustard in there. There's sautéed onion. Whoa. There's some flour. There's brandy. Lashings of brandy, flambéed. We're serving it on a bit of brioche just to make it a little bit lighter because it's quite heavy actually. But I'm surprised how much I like the taste of this.
Well, Steph, really? I'm going to let you tuck in first.
Yeah, very wise, Will.
Take one for the team.
I like them.
Ian, you're going for one.
I'm going to go for one. Yeah.
Now, Ian knows Steph quite well, so he knows if Steph's cooked it, it's going to be good. A bit like me, really. And very quickly, if somebody was wanting to set out and cook kidneys...
Well, it's interesting. I struggle to buy them because, you know, we have a perception of offal, and kidneys are offal, that it's difficult to cook. All I did, I actually got these... I had to get these from Rudding Park, from our butcher, because I couldn't get them anywhere else. I sautéed them off with a bit of light dusting of flour. I chopped them up, I removed any bits of sinew that were in there, chopped them up, light dusting of flour, flambéed them off, and there they go.
Fantastic.
Nice, thick,
very
sticky,
nice.
Lovely.
Right, well, there we go. So that's the kidneys recipe, that's the link to the book there. And Ian, just remind us, you're launching the book next week. If you can't come to the launch and you want a copy of the book, just remind us where you can get the book from.
Well, basically all good booksellers.
Hey!
Waterstones,
So the Waterstones in Harrogate, for instance.
Yeah, they'll have it.
So Precarious Fortunes is the title.
And Ian Townsend is the author. Thank you. What a legend. Thank you very much for coming in.
Moon's Flavours of the Week on Stray FM.